Part 5, Check Writing.
That's right. Benny hands his timesheet to me, and usually he then goes and picks out a payroll card, which has different scenarios on them. Like, for example, you were inline skating and you broke your wrist. You have to pay a copay of $10 or whatever, and then they have to write a check. His card today is going to be here. You could read it while I'm checking your timesheet. You can read it, and then you can read it out loud for the camera, too, okay?
The card is about 3 inches by 8.5 inches wide.
Okay, so you finally did get a date with the cutie of your dreams. A movie and ice cream will cost you $38. Make check payable to Audium Movie Theater. All right. So,
okay. Then he's usually got to wait for me to just double check his work here. But maybe you can talk and I can check at the same time. Okay. At this point, Peter has only written a check. Oh, this is your second check to write out.
So yeah.
This is something fairly new to him. So what we make the students do, the Braille students, we make them role play because someone will probably have to fill out the check for him. However, he will be expected to sign his signature on the check. So we usually role play, and I'm either Aunt Tilly or Mom or somebody else, but and we make him come and ask. And he is expected to really, really walk me through how to write this check and what lines and where to go when I'm writing it.
Yeah.
So do you want to do that? Okay.
Sure. Am I going to use mine?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Peter pulls a checkbook from a notebook.
So.
Now Peter takes his signature guide from the notebook.
Signature guide.
We've been experimenting with pens with Peter too because I'm just opening this wide. Yeah, try that one. Some pens work better than others, and so we're trying to explore which one will work the best for him.
Peter opens the checkbook.
Cool. And then, you want me to take it out of this one? So, I would say, Mom, can you help me fill out a check?
Sure, I can.
All right. And here you go. And here's a pen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and over, if you please, in the right-hand corner, is this check number 103?
No, it's not 103.
It'd be 104.
Okay, if you don't,
I know I did.
What can you do to find out what that check number is?
Ask what it says.
Well, you can ask what it says, but there's another way that you can find out what the last check was, number that you wrote.
Oh, you can look in the check register.
Fine. Yeah, why don't you try that then?
All right.
I'm just putting your signature guide here on your check.
Okay. Register.
Peter opens the notebook to find the check register.
Okay, so it says 101 was the last one. So is this check 100, 102?
102, yes. And you might just want to make sure that the person that you're going to record it correctly when you go to do your check register. Okay, and it does say 102.
Okay, cool. Okay, so now go over to the pay to the order of right here on the first line and put, where was the card thing? Oh, here it is.
Peter rereads the instructions on the card.
Okay, can you put capital O D U M and then put, wouldn't that be it? Wait. Oh, and then movie theater.
How is it spelled?
It's capital O D I U M.
Okay, I U M?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then space capital M O D I E. And then space capital T H E A T E R. All right. And then you would go.
Peter moves his fingers over a blank check in the checkbook.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then you go over to the, it says to the, right below the check number.
Yes.
And you have to write out, like, the amount, so.
Okay, you've skipped something. Underneath the check number.
Yeah.
There is this right here. Let me locate that. What goes underneath the check number? Do you remember?
Oh, the date.
The date. Okay.
So you put 3.
Okay. This is the date up here.
Okay. So date you put 3-15-15 and then -02.
Okay.
The teacher writes in the date.
And now if you go to the
We've done the pay to the order of.
Below the, yeah, if you go below the pay to the order of.
Okay, what's at the other side of the same line as the pay to the order of? What goes there?
The amount?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Remember, this is a dollar sign.
Oh, yeah.
So
you gotta be here. Okay, so you do, you would put, let me see how much it was. Okay, you'd put 38.00.
Okay, 38.00.
And then, then down here, you go to below the pay to the order of.
Okay.
And you have to write it out. So we put, capital T, H, I, R, T, Y, and then space, capital E, I, G, H, T, and then, you're gonna, I need you to make a fraction.
Very good. That's usually what students forget when they're first learning. Yes. Very good. Okay.
And, all right. I need you to make a fraction, and okay. The numerator would be 00, and the denominator would be 100. And then after the 100 of the denominator, put a line all the way to the end. So that you know.
All the way to the word?
All the way to the word cents.
Dollars.
I mean dollars.
Dollars. That's what's written there usually. Okay.
All right. Then in the bottom left-hand corner, it says memo or four.
Or four. Okay.
Put movie, capital M, O, V, I, E.
Okay.
All right. And then, can you line up my signature guide so I can sign my name on the bottom right?
Okay, I'm going to move this away because I've got the check that's been written on.
Yeah.
So when you're asking someone to fill out the check
for you.
Yeah,
you don't want them to do it.
Right, because you don't want to then go and sign that. Okay, now I'm going to line you up here. And it would be nice if I gave you back your pen.
Yeah.
All
right, cool.
Okay. All right, now. To understand, Peter is just learning to sign his name.
Do you want to explain how you do
that? He's using a method that, and it involves using the Braille cell as a guide. He used the Braille cell and his finger. And the directions that I'm going to be giving him are directions, and I will be telling him to move to like dot 3, go forward, right, left, and to the dots that are in the Braille cell. Normally, they know how to write their signature before we get to this point. He will learn a signature pretty quickly, so he will be all right. He has brailled up the directions, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't have it memorized or anything yet. So I'm going to kind of talk him through the procedure. We're also having a hard time getting used to making that pen, the lead, or the ink show up when he's signing his name. So we're just going to run through this and do the best we can since we're at the learning stage here.
All right.
Okay? For your capital P.
For capital P, we'd start at 1.
3.
Yeah, 3. 3, that's what
we're doing. Go up to 1.
Up to 1. Over to 4.
Right to 4.
Down to 5.
Yeah.
And back to 2.
Good. Lift your pen off the paper and move over for your next letter.
All right. And move over. Okay. Now, for the E,
Lowercase e.
Yeah, from lowercase e, we'd start at e at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Diagonal right to 5. Right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
To 5. Back
left.
Left to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Down to 3. Over to 6. And then over for your next
letter. Over for your next letter. Right. Peter, you're doing really good. I'm not having to say anything. This is great. Okay.
For
the T is kind of difficult. So,
yeah,
okay.
So I think I'm gonna, you start at 4.
Well, you should be at 3. Forward to, or right to 6.
Right to 6. That's
okay.
What I meant to say. Up to
4.
4. Okay. And then
down,
down
to
5. Over to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Back to 5.
And you're going
to
kind of
then
be using another braille cell.
So over to that.
Right to that,
to,
2.
Right to 2. Back to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Down to 6, right?
And move over for your next letter.
6 and move over. Okay. And for E again, we'd go starting at 3, diagonal 5, back to 2.
Good.
Down to 3, over to 6, and over again.
Okay. Pete can sign Pete or Peter. And then his last name.
Should I do
Since you're learning, but you look like you have quite a bit of space left, most people who are learning make the letters so big that sometimes we have to just use the first letter of their first name and then their last name. But I'm thinking you have enough room for R.
Yeah, I do. I think.
Okay,
I do.
So why don't you try the R then?
Okay, so R, we start at 3, up to 2, over to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Down to 6, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, down to 6, and then pick up your pen because we're going to my last name.
Yep. Okay, I don't know, but the pen is barely moving, so I'm thinking you can make things a little bit
bigger. Yeah.
But we'll work on that as we work on your signature, though.
Okay?
All right. Now the capital T.
Okay, capital T, you got starting at 6.
Mm-hmm.
6, go all the way up to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Over to 1,
mm-hmm.
back to 4, then over to the next braille cell.
Go to dot 1.
And 1, back to 4, and down to.
Okay, you could have
6.
Lifted your pen off the paper after the dot 1. Okay, move over for your next letter.
Okay, and then you go from 3 up to 2, down to 3.
Retracing?
Over to 6,
mm-hmm.
and up to 5, right?
Retrace back down
and
to
back
6.
Back down to 6. And
move
over
to next
for
step.
C.
Anytime you're retracing, remember, you go up, kind of quickly back down.
Yeah.
Because you're less likely to go off the line.
Okay.
Okay.
And then for C, start at 3, up to 2, over to 5, back to 2, down to 3, over 6.
Okay, move over.
And then over for the I. Now the I, we go from 3 to 2, pick pen up, dot it at 1, back down to 3.
Now you should feel where that pen was on your finger so you know where to put the pen back to 3.
Right.
All right.
And then
move over for your next letter.
For the C, and we do up 3 up to 2, over to 5, back to 2, down to 3, over to 6.
Okay.
And then that's it.
That's it.
I think I wrote my first name way too small.
Okay.
But that's okay.
But not bad. And I want to say the pen showed. Just the P part of the pen, I could tell you drew the line up correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine. That's a very nice signature, and it fit on the line. Okay. Then it usually hands me the check. Okay, and I deposit